Breakfast on Fresh 102.9.
It is 7:52 right now. My name is NSK. I've got Shaquan here as well. This is Fresh Breakfast. Hashtag breakfast is on us. We started this conversation a bit earlier and just in sharing shocking statistics, but with the issue at hand, these numbers are always shocking.
Yeah.
10,478 cases of gender-based violence were recorded between the period of 2020 and July in this year. And with us today, we've got Helen Nangaifiwa with us. She is in studio. She is a survivor herself. She is an activist on multiple platforms, in multiple capacities. She is, you know what? What can you say when it comes to Helena and her work that goes into this, I don't want to say subject matter because it seems like it's just a little thing that hangs in the air. Let me say this problem, this actual reality
for a lot of people. But how are you doing today, Helena?
I'm doing perfectly fine. I'm not late. Mm. NSK played my favorite song. So I had to listen
look at
to
her.
The song.
So smooth.
I had to listen to the song.
That was smooth.
Yeah. So before we actually run out of time, Helena, we honestly just wanted to pick your brain on this matter that has affected a lot of people, right? Yeah. You know, be it personally, someone that you know, someone very close to you. But please take us through your story. You know, and share your story in the context of when did you know, or what was that defining moment in your life that you knew that, you know what, I'm actually a victim of gender-based violence right now.
The thing is, many of the times when you are in a situation like that, and especially the fact that I went through it myself, you will be in this situation and you're so naive, you know, because there's one thing that I always tell people on the outside, everybody's like, oh my goodness. You are going through this, you're going through that, you need to get out of it. Why are you not leaving? Why are you not doing that? But everybody kind of forgets that you are in this relationship. I mean, this relationship with NSK, because one day this guy bought me flowers and chocolates. And so I stay in this situation hoping that this person will change. And I think for me, it was really at a point where I had to wake up in hospital. And I think my family members came and, you know, everybody was just like, you know what, Ney, it's okay. And this is something that I had to wake up in hospital, but it's also I was there before, repetitive times. So people were actually, so how many times do you actually want to go through this?
What you want to land here to know that you need to leave.
Yeah, you need to leave. But we then, you become so defensive. You tell yourself that, no, maybe I'm the problem. Because when I met NSK, he wasn't like that. Those first 3 months, he didn't actually touch me. So maybe I'm the one that kind of triggers something in him.
To do that to you.
And as a matter of fact, you even end up telling yourself that I need to change myself for this person.
Come on.
Because I am the problem. Because when I met him, he wasn't abusive. He wasn't used to buy me flowers.
He was kind and gentle.
He was kind and he was gentle. So for him to get to a point to actually touch me or beat me, it means that I am the one that triggered that.
Do you think it's something that a lot of survivors or victims also, so to say, actually they see things from that perspective, right? Because is it something that comes from the abuser themselves where they just manipulate your mind, where you start to see that you might be the problem?
Definitely. Definitely. You end up, and this is what I always tell people, this is why there's no woman that is in an abusive relationship that wants to be in that relationship. There's no one that wakes up in the morning and says, you know what, today I'm just going to sit at home and wait for my partner to come and do this to me. You are in that relationship because you are hopeful that this person is going to change. And you are in that relationship because you believe that I am the one that's actually contributing to this person. It's a manipulative thing. To such an extent that you tell yourself, but if I leave, then I'm running away. You know how we tell ourselves in relationships?
And giving up too easily.
I'm giving up too easily. Yeah. I need to work on myself. I need to work on this person. What if I move on and I go meet the next person and that person also becomes abusive? So I need to stay here, self-internalize myself and actually understand and fix it. So you actually stay in this relationship because you're telling yourself that you want to fix this person. And you want to fix yourself. And unfortunately for so many women out there, they stay so long that sometimes it's too late.
So how long has it been?
For me, I think I stayed in a relationship, I think it was about almost 2 years.
Yeah, but like how long, yeah, how long has it been since the day you decided to leave?
Anna, it's been a while.
It's been a while.
I pick up, it's been a while, and especially when you've been there, when you've been bruised that much.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, it kind of also affects the relationships you have after that.
Very
because
true.
What happens after that is you become so sensitive. You know, when you meet somebody, you when they just show a little bit of signs, you start drifting away.
Yeah.
And then in most situations, you end up dating 10 people in 1 year.
Yeah.
Because every time you pick up something, you're like, I don't want to go there.
Let me leave already. Let me leave while
there.
I can.
Let
yeah.
me leave there.
I hear you.
But it is definitely a trauma that stays with you.
Mm.
It's something that plays on your self-confidence. It's something that plays with you. And it's something that you walk around every day. You get over it. Like for me, it's been a while now. It's been a couple of years.
Yeah.
But I still walk around with that thing of maybe or what if, you know.
Yeah.
That day when the person just said, shut up, why didn't I just keep quiet? Why did I have to raise my voice? Maybe it's actually me, you know.
Yeah. That makes sense. And I think it's something that we hear a lot from survivors or victims,
yeah,
that is, right? So, but how was that healing journey for you, right? Because, you know, there might be a listener who's listening to us right now, and they are probably, you know, they found the courage and the strength to actually walk away from that situation, knowing that this is not safe for me, it's not serving me anymore,
yeah,
I need to leave. But that healing, it has to be so difficult. Like, I can't even imagine, you know?
Mm.
Yes, obviously, a lot of us have been abused on, you know, like emotionally and so forth, but not everyone has been abused on a physical level, right?
Yeah.
So how
yeah.
was that for you? What do you feel helped you? Was it therapy? Was it the support you had from your loved ones?
Yeah. I think especially the hardest for most of us that walk away with visible scars.
Yeah.
I think that is the hardest because every time when you... See, I'm about to tear up.
Okay.
Because every time when you walk around, somebody will ask you, oh, what happened there? Why do you have a scar there? Why do you, you know?
Yeah.
So you walk around with these scars, and as much as you try to forget, somebody kind of reminds you.
True.
So you take 10 steps forward and then you take 3 steps back, because every day you need to tell the story.
Mm.
Every day you need to explain yourself. No, I have this scar because of this. And then you need to go through it. But what I think is...
That's a good point though.
Yeah. And what I think that the most important part is, in general, family and friends, in most cases, they don't understand, but I think that it's very important that they just be patient with us. You know, they just, because it takes a while.
I think that's a really good point that you raised right now, saying that obviously you're human. This is something that you had to leave firsthand, right?
Yeah.
And I honestly just wanted to remind you this because I'm getting emotional.
No, it's okay.
Wanted to remind you in this moment from Iniske and myself as well, that, I mean, we are celebrating you and your strength and your courage for actually coming, you know, to the forefront to actually talk about this and you raise awareness and so forth, and really celebrating your testimony, because there's so many people that we save through the things that we have been through.
Yeah.
So before we actually love you right now, I mean, leave you right now, have you actually forgiven your abuser?
Along the journey, very, very far from when it happened, along the journey I did.
Mm.
But then again, during that whole process, there was a lot of self-blame. Because, especially because, you know, you men are put on a pedestal, and in so many cases that it's always your fault.
Yeah.
It's you.
But here's what I want to add as well. I'm very sorry for chiming in.
No,
but there are also men who are being abused.
Definitely.
So perhaps it's just the abuser.
Yeah.
We can refer to them as the abuser.
As
it could
abuser.
Be men and women.
And women. Yeah.
Yes.
No, definitely. And I like what you say, Shekwan, because I'm actually a boy child advocate myself.
Yeah.
Feel that we need to empower women as much as we're empowering men. And for me, I think it was a journey, because before I could actually come to forgiving that person, I had to forgive myself. And
come
I think
on.
The journey of forgiving myself, that is what took so much longer.
Yeah. Come on.
Yeah.
Helena Gefewa, we really appreciate you.
Yeah. It's a pleasure.
I decided to consciously take a step back and just listen. Sometimes as men, we put it that way. Let me put it that way. Boldly put it that way.
Yeah.
As abusers, we don't listen.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You understand? We point the finger.
Mm-hmm.
We don't listen.
Mm.
So thank you very much. This is eye-opening. And obviously, this conversation will not end today.
Yeah.
We will keep calling you back. We will, keep digging in your mind and just to understand the process thereof, especially now that you mentioned that you're also a boy child.
I advocate, right? Yeah, yes. Right. So thank you so much for your time. And we really hope and pray that someone listened.
Yeah.
And obviously, like Eniske said, we'll have you back and we'll get to talk a little bit more about the Break Free from Violence movement
on
a separate occasion.
No, definitely. Yeah. Thank you so much for having me and using the platform to talk about issues that matter.
Yeah.
This game summer savings is now on in store until 60.